This is Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim. Jim on the Air. On the Air.
Jim on the Air.
Jim.
On the Air.
Jim on the Air.
With your host.
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 Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni.
Jim Sirianni. Jim Sirianni.
With your tiny little host. With your host.
Jim Sirianni. Jim Sirianni.
Hi,
it's Jim. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Sirianni, your host with the most. As I always say, I'm contractually obligated to use that stupid joke all the time, host with most. Anywho, it's been a minute, or maybe several minutes, since the last time I did a podcast, so I'm a little rusty. But we have a fabulous show lined up today, and I'm hoping to be a little bit more consistent with the podcasting. You're supposed to kind of do it every day or something, or at least once a week, and I think the last time I did a podcast was about 8 or 9 months ago. But anyway, we're back. This is Jim on the Air, and today my guests are two of my artistic directors for the drag show that we're doing at Center Stage Theater. But I have with me Belladonna and Miss Kitty. And
hi,
how are you both?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Look at you in bed,
Miss Kitty. Oh my god! I'm sorry. I had a little bit of nauseousness today, so I'm just kind of laying down from not getting too dizzy.
Oh dear, don't get dizzy.
We got a busy week ahead of us.
Yeah, we have a busy week. I know. It's like less than a week
than now.
Yeah. But just to let everybody know, so this is, first of all, our second annual, now we can say second annual, drag show that we're doing at Center Stage. It's a fundraiser for Center Stage Theater. And this year, the theme is Girls Behind Bars. Drag is not a crime.
Not a crime.
It is not a crime. Absolutely not. And I'm really excited for what we're going to do with the show. I don't want to give too much away. We can give, you know, little hints here and there about what the show will be about this week. But first, just to talk to you two and ask you guys some questions about your experience as drag performers and all that good stuff. I'll start with you, Bella. Tell us your full drag name.
Belladonna, one word, capital D. Santa Barbara, one word, capital B. The Santa Barbara just came into the picture from Facebook. I had to like add something, so I decided to keep that anyway. So that's my full name, Belladonna Santa Barbara.
Belladonna Santa Barbara. And then Miss Kitty, your full drag name is
Miss Kitty, or you can say Kitty Willows.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. And for each of you, how many years have you both been doing drag now?
I've been doing it, this is my 26th year, and Miss Kitty's not far behind. What's yours?
I think I'm on 23 this year.
23,
right?
Wow, yeah. 23.
So, yeah, we've been doing it. Not a lot of people continue to do it this long.
Exactly.
Some do, and it's amazing. I mean, there's some people that go well into their 80s and 90s. That'll be us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there like a drag queen that used to perform in Oregon that was like still in her 90s and still performing there?
Yes. Yeah. I think she just passed.
She just passed recently. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. But and so you both of you have been doing it for almost 25 or 25 plus years.
Yeah.
And that's fabulous. So why is drag so important to both of you as a performer? And Bella, I'll start with you. Why is drag so important to you as a performer?
Well, for me, as a performer, I don't know that I'm a performer per se, as opposed to an artist kind of a thing, and that's just where I found my expression. It came into my life at a time when I was going through a lot of stuff, and this was a release, and it was new to me at that time, and it was something I could pour all of those emotions into. It also helps me express, you know, my love for clothing and hair and makeup and high heels and all that stuff. I love it. I absolutely love to. I mean, I wouldn't do it every day. Like, God bless those out there who have had to, or, you know, do go to the nine. So I like the fact that as a drag queen, I can do it on occasion. It's
Right.
not something I have to.
You don't have to
Of course,
necessarily do it every.
the preparation takes forever of each for each number.
Right. And then Miss Kitty, for you, how same question, but why is drag important to you as a performer?
For me, it's been more of the I agree with Belladonna's the artistic side of it, but then for me, it's I just love the enjoyment of seeing others smile and give them some type of enjoyment while watching us perform and do our numbers in front of them. So that's kind of like for me, it was like also when I first started doing drag, it was an outlet because prior to that, I was actually very stage shy, and I could not like ever. I thought I would never be able to overcome it, and drag was actually an outlet for me where I was able to actually finally let that go, and really enjoy my what I do.
Nice. Bella, you mentioned how long it takes to get ready. How for both of you, what's the average? How long does it take you on a to get ready?
Three
Well,
hours.
Three hours.
Three, yeah, not me. I refuse to take that long because it takes me about, I would say, an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and that's from beginning shaving until, I'm ready to walk out the door. But the prep beforehand, the costuming, the rehearsals, the,
Right.
setting your music, getting all that it just goes, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of
Yeah.
process.
Well,
Yeah, I don't know if people see that.
right. And just like with theater in general, it's whether it's a drag performance or if it's a play, a musical or what have you, it does take a lot of time. And just with our show that we're doing, by the way, and in case you missed it earlier, it's called Girls Behind Bars, Drag is Not a Crime, and we hope you'll come check it out. It's performing on July 14th and 15th at Center Stage Theater at 7:30 p.m. And you can get tickets at you can call the box office 805-963-0408, 963-0408, or you can just buy them online at our at the Center Stage website, which is centerstagetheater.org, and theater spelled ER, centerstagetheater.org, and you can get your tickets there. Again, the show is coming up on July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m. both shows, and we hope to see you there. But yeah, as we were saying, it's it's a theatrical piece, and I don't think people realize that just like with anything else, like a musical or a play, it's a lot of prep. And how much?
Yeah, the
Just ask you about
choreography to do and
choreography. How much
costuming.
rehearsal do you think? Well, how much time do you think you put into, like, say, something like this show that we're doing, from costuming all the way to the performance? How much time do you think you put in
Well,
for?
collectively, it's going to be a lot because a lot of us are doing stuff on our own. Like, there's a lot of parts, costumes, in some aspects, everybody's responsible for their own. So, there's all that outside, and then you have to practice on your own. But then we do get together to practice and to, put this all together. And it's just hours. But you're in theater, so you know too. And Miss
Theater is a
Kitty
lot.
is not in town anymore. So we're kind of doing this. A lot of things are virtual. And thank God for, Zoom and that. We can do this. And we did rehearsals, our first rehearsal the other night. It was Zoom because some people were available and some people were out of town.
Right. And which is tricky to do because you're doing a dance number.
Well, yeah,
And
we're doing
then
choreographed.
there might be a little bit of a delay with with everyone's different internet accessibility. But then all of you are can we mention do we want to mention what the it, one of the big number that we're doing the from a certain musical?
Well, I don't know if we can, I don't know if we can say that, or what we can or cannot do, but let's just say, get ready to rock the jailhouse kind of a
Exactly. There's
thing. And
a theme, and it's
there's a
drag is not a
definite
crime, and
theme.
so there'll be some bars, maybe there'll be some jail time, maybe, and that's gonna be a lot of fun. Can you each tell me a little bit about your individual pieces that you're doing?
That's always the secret of my half until the actual show. So I don't know. I mean, what about Bella?
Well, a lot of the numbers are going to stick with the theme. You know, we try
Right.
to do that, but we also try to vary it so, you know, it's not oversaturated.
Right.
Right.
And what I love about, well, drag shows in general is everybody brings their own style and interpretation and talent, skills, likes, dislikes. They bring that. So you really see everybody has their moment to shine. Then Miss Kitty and I have been doing the, well, we did the French Festival. That's where this stemmed out of. But we used to do the French Festival every year. And I did it for 21 years, putting it together and then passed it on to Miss Kitty. But really, we've been working together doing this. But it's always been my absolute pleasure to, anytime there's a new performer in town, to get them to the French Festival to experience this.
Yeah.
The type of crowd
It's
that like, bring and stuff. Yeah.
yeah, it's
It's
like
completely
nothing
different.
else.
Yeah.
And the fact that we can bring this now to center stage and have all that goes with it, the backdrops, the curtains,
The
the
video and the
lighting, the
lighting, the
video,
sound.
everything. It's
Yeah.
to be able to use that, it's, you know, we don't really get that chance when we're, most of the time we're performing at a bar or nightclub, brunch, whatever, and you really don't have that much of a theatrical setting. So to do this is really an honor,
Yeah.
and I'm glad that everybody on board gets to experience this.
Yeah, and
Right.
exactly. I think it's going to be a fabulous evening. And again, it's called Girls Behind Bars. Drag is Not a Crime. And it'll be performed at Center Stage Theater July 14th and 15th. Just two performances at 7:30 p.m. And for tickets, you can go to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. So, a question for both of you again. What makes drag your artistic overview of yourself?
Be consistent, I'll answer first.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it lets me express my feminine side, which is a very strong presence in my life. I can express. I always say that drag, it's, for me, it's not dressing up. It's undressing, it's uncovering, it's revealing
Oh, that's interesting way to
my
look at.
deeper layer, my core.
Right.
And it's really enabled me to explore that in such a way that, I don't know, I just think it's an amazing thing to be able to go back and forth between like the male and female aspects of it. And like I
Right.
said, I can dress up and get off frilly, and then when I get tired of that, I can put, you know,
Jeans
I don't
and a
have to deal
t-shirt
with all
and
that.
yeah.
And
And then
a nice.
Kitty, for you the same question. How does that relate to you?
I agree with Bella again. It's yeah, it is part of our femininity. It's our outlook of what I guess a feminine individual is to us. And to me, it's just that aspect of like being able to carry that myself. I've had a lot of, I guess I was raised up with a lot of women in my life, so I had this very large, encouragement from everyone. But yeah, it's been more, it takes the wait, I want to say this again. But yeah, I mean that's pretty much what it is for me. It was like basically as a drag individual, I just look at it that way. Just like that's just my womanhood coming out and doing that. And it's just kind of like what who we are and how we look at it and interpret it from.
And it's a
Right.
celebration too. I mean, that's what we're really doing. We're celebrating in
Right.
ways that we can't every day do it, but it's like here we are. And I think, was it Jim that you came up with the idea for this, the theme of this show? I know it's been a collaborative thing, and we all throw
Right.
ideas out there. But just in general, in light of what's happening, the
Yeah.
attitude towards this in our country in general,
Yeah.
I think it's really important to, to bring this out and to say, I mean, it's not a, we're not like really political here doing this.
Right.
It is fun, but it is also like, it's kind of like tongue in cheek, like, really? This,
Yeah.
we're wearing clothes. It's just different clothes and we're
It's
up
just
there
different clothes,
dancing.
yeah.
It's like, I just don't get it.
I don't get it either, because I feel like, a year ago when we weren't in this place a year ago, and then now here we are, and I think it was important to do make some kind of a little bit of a statement of, drag is not a crime, because it's not. It's a performance art. It's
It's a
earlier I was,
culture.
yes, exactly. Earlier today I was looking at I was watching a TikTok video of somebody talking about the whole once again, all these people who are saying, you're grooming children, or you're indoctrinating them by showing them drag. And once again, this person, along with a lot of other TikTok people, keep showing the cartoons of Bugs Bunny, in drag, and Scooby-Doo and all these other cartoons where the main characters have been seen in drag, for the past 40, 50, 60 years, and it wasn't a problem. And then, shows like was it Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks?
And Buddies and Tootsie and the
Tootsie,
Birdcage,
right? And then Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire. It's just really, it's just obnoxious. It's what I want to say. It's not even, I'm concerned about it because, there are some threats may be real, but in general, it's just like, what? Really? This is
Yeah.
what you're going on about?
I know, because of all the things that are going on in the world, with things like, hunger and homelessness, and political unrest in other parts of the world, and what have you. And it's like, really, you're going to focus on this? How about if we, fix the roads so people don't have,
Exactly. I
don't
mean,
have
I
it. They just.
was, in my case, I was 30 before I even saw a drag show. I didn't even know that there was drag. That's, how. So what was my influence? I wasn't groomed by drag queens. I didn't even really know
Yeah.
any gay people that growing up or, that wasn't part of my life. I grew up in a small town. Luckily, I'm very accepted, by, my family and friends in that. And Santa Barbara, I feel, is does have a wonderful support system that I just did the Solstice Parade, which is a wonderful, it's an amazing event. If you're
Yeah.
from here, you know it. And I was in a throne as the fairy queen or elven queen, elf fairies. Anyway, I was a queen. I was all dressed in drag and I got pushed up the street in a throne, and it was fun, and the reception was so heartwarming and wonderful, especially in light of what's going on. And so we really do live in a wonderful town here.
Right, we,
But yeah, I hadn't seen a drag show until I was 30, so
yeah. So
that throws that theory out the window.
yeah, and that's, I think, the case for a lot of people too. I mean, you think about, all of us were raised by straight parents for the
Right?
most part. Our parents were straight, so how do you have gay kids if both parents are straight and never exposed you to anything in the gay culture or drag culture? So how does that factor in? And so
Yeah, it makes no sense.
it doesn't make sense, because there is no indoctrination, there's no grooming, there hasn't been, but I feel like it's because of certain political parties and certain political leaders nowadays who are trying to and I think really what it comes down to is that you have these political leaders and political parties that are trying to hold on to power, and so they're trying to scare people. Because if you think about it, what was it, just last year, a couple of years ago, it was all about CRT, critical race theory, and they're teaching
Oh
our
yeah, it's
children.
always going to be a
There's
thing. So
something.
right now, this is the hot topic. This
This is
is
the hot
the
topic this time. Yeah.
the thing.
And next year it'll be, you know, there'll be something else that they'll glom onto because they don't have anything as far as, you know, issues.
Got nothing better to do.
Right, exactly. Nothing better to do.
But we do have something better for you to do. Come to our show.
Yes, that's exactly. That's very good segue. Very good.
And
yes.
You know, it's a great time for everybody. And
it's going to be a lot of fun.
We do get a little racy. There's no denying that. We do get racy.
It does get racy.
When we're doing it, but it's at night, and it is, you know, we encourage 18 and over.
I was just going to say, yeah, it's 18 plus. And actually there, the tickets, there are VIP tables, and you can actually, purchase a drink. You can either get a non-alcoholic drink, or if you're 21 or older, you can have some alcohol if you're 21 or older. But for the most part, it's just going to be fun. Like you said, it'll be a little bit racy. It's going to be a little bit funny, a little bit poignant,
We have audience interaction. We have,
yeah. Oh, and tips.
Please, you're welcome please to tip us. We encourage that.
Yes.
It is a benefit for Center Stage, which is wonderful. And going back to the French Festival, that's where it stemmed from.
Right.
Unfortunately, we haven't had the French Festival in a few years. But this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is a nice little
change.
Nice change. And nice, yeah. And like, as we mentioned before, we have video projections, and we have lighting and sound, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, please come check it out. It's called Girls Behind Bars. Drag is not a crime. Girls Behind Bars, Drag is Not a Crime. You can come check it out on July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m. at Center Stage Theater, which is on the second floor of Paseo Nuevo Mall. For those who don't know, there is a theater on the second floor of Paseo Nuevo. I'm still amazed. Center Stage has been around for over 32 years, I think. And people are like, I didn't have no idea there was a theater
here.
Yeah,
it's funny.
It is funny.
People don't know.
But yeah, there is Center Stage Theater. It does exist, and it's on the second floor of Paseo Nuevo Mall and 751 Paseo Nuevo in Santa Barbara, downtown Santa Barbara. But come check out the show. It's called Girls Behind Bars, Drag is Not a Crime, July 14th and 15th, 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets at centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org, or you can call the box office at 805-963-0408. 963-0408, and we hope to see you there. Come check it out. We would love to have you see our show. And before we go, ladies, anything else we need to add?
Yeah, I would like to say, like, not only is Miss Kitty Willows and me, Belladonna, performing, but we do have a great lineup. We have Miss Naya,
yes,
coming up from LA as well. We have our local, so a lot of wonderful local talent, Angel Damon, who you've seen around, Claudia
Hermosa.
Hermosa. I think she changed her last name, at least on Facebook. But Claudia, for those of you who know, will be here. Azara Sapphire. She's coming back out after a while. You know, it's been pandemic and things have changed, but we're so happy to have her. And we have a new artist who's not been doing it for that long, but she is amazing. I mean, really, these girls, when they just pop up and start doing this, I'm like, wow, I'm truly blown away. Melina Poinsettia. And let's see, one, two, did we get them all? Three, four, five.
Yeah, that's everyone.
Six, seven. So we have seven.
Seven performers.
Seven girls in the show. So it'll be nice. About 2 hours long.
And each person, each performer is doing two individual pieces?
Two solo, yes. We'll do two solo numbers, and we'll do one or two group numbers.
Nice. And it'll be a fabulous little evening. And again, July 14th and 15th, please come and see it. Come check it out. Drag is not a crime, and we will not turn you into a drag queen if you don't want to be. But if you do, I'm sure Bella...
We're happy to
help you out, yeah. If you want
to
try
it. We got plenty of makeup.
That's right. Lots of makeup and lots of wig tape.
Yes.
Or tape in general.
Tape in general.
Yeah. But we promise, fingers crossed, we promise we're not going to, you know, we're not going to indoctrinate anybody or groom anybody. And it'll just be a good time will be had by all. Please come check it out. It'll be a lot of fun. And so I think
I mean, women know this already because they do this, but I don't know if men know. I think all men should at least dress in drag to the full hilt once in their life so that they can understand. This is not something that it's just like, oh yeah, I'm going to just do this. It's a lot of work.
It is.
So it's not, you know, something, oh,
it's not something
know,
you
not
just doing
money. Win. It's not, you yeah. really have to do it. You love it. And that's why we do it. So
exactly. Yeah. And please come out and celebrate with us and see the show. And we'd love to have you. And Miss Kitty and Belladonna, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And good luck with
thank
the drag
you,
show.
Thank you to have us.
Yes. Thanks for being here. And again, it's Jim on the Air. And you can catch the show on all the different various platforms. And it'll probably also be posted on social media, on Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff, as well as Spotify. And I can't think of them all. Different platforms at the top of my head. I should have written them down, but I didn't. But again, it's called Jim on the Air. And thank you so much for watching and or listening. And we will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
This has been Jim on the Air. Jim on the Air is the show about anything and everything. So, if you'd like to be a part of Jim on the Air or you have an idea for a topic, shoot me an email to jimontheair@gmail.com. That's jimontheair@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Jim on the Air. And if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, and share this video. I would greatly appreciate it. Jim on the Air is a presentation of 5J's Media Production and was recorded earlier for presentation at this time.